The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
All right, what's happening? What are we buzzing about today? Forecast-wise, from Todd, as he mentioned a second ago, we do have to contend with some passing showers today, but then we start to clear out later on, and we improve as we head to the weekend, and Saturday looks especially great.
It does.
60, sunny, yeah, good stuff. What do you got?
The Senate passed the sell or ban TikTok bill with overwhelming bipartisan support. The legislation gives their parent company ByteDance up to a year to sell TikTok's U.S. operations or face a ban. President Biden said he would sign it today. This is part of a $95 billion foreign aid bill that will be funneling money to support Ukraine, Israel, and $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza and more.
Yeah. I don't understand why they have to lump these things together that have nothing to do with each other.
Right. I didn't realize until you explained it. So
right.
It doesn't make sense to me now either.
No. And they do this all the time, which makes it harder to pass laws.
Right.
And it also makes it harder to look back at someone's voting record.
Right.
Because they may say, well, why did you vote to ban TikTok? Now you're saying you don't want to ban TikTok.
Yeah.
You say, well, because it was the only way I could support humanitarian aid for Gaza.
And that's really interesting because I think that for me, who didn't know that, I would think that. Why did you and not know that they were lumped together and
right.
you sort of don't have a choice?
Yeah. So then you have to decide, well, okay, I don't necessarily support the TikTok ban, but, you know, if it's a year out, maybe we'll reverse it in a separate vote. But it's really important to get the aid to Ukraine and, you know, humanitarian aid in the Middle East and all the other stuff. So I'll just vote for it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But then there may be people who are super against banning TikTok and they don't vote to, and then humanitarian aid gets.
And why did you not
vote get passed
for that?
And exactly.
Yes.
I don't know why they do that. It's one of the stupidest things about Congress.
Yeah.
If someone who is far smarter than me, and I'm sure there are many listening, including professors and all that, who can explain that, then please do. why?
Right.
But either way, look out. TikTok may be banned in a year. Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Don't freak out yet. Day 6 of Trump's hush money trial began with a hearing on Trump's 10 alleged violations of the gag order and ended with David Pecker from the National Enquirer talking about how he vetted allegations of an alleged affair between Trump and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal in 2016, saying he was in constant communication with Michael Cohen. Trump has denied the affair, and so far Pecker has spoken about two of these so-called catch-and-kill deals. And while court is closed today, Trump's affair with Stormy Daniels is likely coming tomorrow.
Who's the national guy?
Peckers.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
Every time. I'm like, really? Can we kind of call him something else?
I know.
All right. Governor Mills has signed a bill to shield providers of legally protected abortions and gender-affirming care from out-of-state litigation. The bill will protect health care providers from things like subpoenas and warrants and more, as well as abortions and gender-affirming care that has been banned in a patient's home state.
Isn't this insane?
Yeah.
That we're talking about protecting those things here in our own state.
Yeah.
Because another state that doesn't want you to do these things may literally go and sue Maine
right.
for allowing you to do that in our own state.
It's insane.
Like, talk about like overreaching. I mean, forget about the issues themselves, which have their own. Mm-hmm. Obviously, gender-affirming care is something I really support as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, and I see the impact that that has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I'm not going to go on a whole thing about it, but we've made progress on this, and we're stepping back. You know, and then obviously on healthcare for women.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that like let's say they ban it in New Hampshire, someone comes over to Maine and then New Hampshire's going to sue Maine
right.
for doing our own thing in our own state.
It's crazy.
What?
It's crazy. Alec Baldwin was confronted by a pro-Palestinian protester in a coffee shop in New York. The video has gone viral.
She was pretty aggressive,
too. It was not.
Yeah.
And I think for people, like the first picture that came out yesterday said that Alec Baldwin shoved a protester.
Oh.
And so I think that was like clickbait. But Newsweek actually put out the full video, wasn't okay.
The person was aggressive.
Really aggressive what they did to Alec Baldwin. And now, you know, like you said, not sticking up for Alec Baldwin, but in this
case. No, not at all. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this case, it wasn't cool.
If someone is going and getting a coffee.
Yeah.
It's not the time.
No. Right.
It's not the time, even if they're a terrible person.
Right. Yep. Basketball star Caitlin Clark might be setting another record. She's about to sign a $28 million contract with Nike that will go for 8 years and includes a signature shoe. The deal would be the richest sponsorship contract for a female basketball player.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool. We got enough male shoes.
Yes, we do.
Now,
right.
And I hope they, I wonder if they'll make them for young people, for adults.
Like unisex.
Or unisex, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Because, man, Caitlin Clark is changing the game.
Totally.
Changing the game.
The Cross Insurance Arena will be hosting pro boxing for the first time in 30 years. The bantamweight title bout is at the top of the card for the June 15th event.
Here we go.
Here we go, boys. And maybe girls. Greeley High School, last but not least, is the top high school in Maine, and this is according to the U.S. News and World Report. Kenny Bunk High School, Katahdin Middle and High School, Rangeley Lakes Regional School, and Casco Bay High School in Portland also made the top five.
Shout out to educators across the state.
Boom, you're doing it.
You are doing it.
Yep.
You are doing it. And I'm sure there are many great educators that aren't only at those schools.
Of course. They're everywhere.